In 1964, amateur musician Joe Jackson formed his sons into the Jackson Five. Joe was the group's ambitious and domineering manager. However, it was Michael, the youngest member of the band, who would secure their success.
When I first noticed Michael had talent, the kids were all in the room singing, and Michael hadn't yet joined the group, but they were singing a song, and Michael, about 4 years old, sitting over in the corner, joined in perfect harmony. Where it came from, I don't know.
These are the first recorded images of Michael Jackson auditioning for Motown Records. From this performance, it's clear he's no ordinary 10-year-old.
He was shy, and he was more at home when he was on stage, just like it was his home. He just, I guess you'd say, controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You put Michael in front of two, three people and say he's very shy. But you put him in front of 50,000 people, he's at home.
But I had to do myself.
And it was Michael's precocious talent and natural showmanship, as seen in this performance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1969, which would catapult the Jackson Five and the whole Jackson family out of Gary, Indiana, to California, where the group would realize Joe's dream and become top-selling child superstars. But did their fame come at a price?
And when he said in a few interviews, "I never had a childhood," what does he mean?
Oh, now that's the one that's, I think what he meant that he could never run the streets and do like the rest of the kids. But he did have a childhood. He had all his brothers there, and there was a lot of them around every night. He had them to play, but all the outsiders, the kids was getting in trouble every night, that wasn't there. It wasn't allowed to happen. But he did have a childhood, but he didn't have a childhood with all the bad guys that's running the streets, bad kids. What do you think, Catherine?
I think he meant that he was always in the studio working and had to go to school after that.
But he chose to do that, right?
Yes, he loved to do that. I guess he thought about it after he grew up, because he loved to go to he loved everything he did about. He loved the stage. He's at home more when he's on the stage.
Michael was very friendly, and he was the type of kid that you couldn't keep him still. You had to keep your eyes on him at all times.
Whilst they appeared to be the happy family Jackson, the epitome of the American dream, all was not as it seemed.
The entertainment industry is all about image. And the Jackson family image was always one of wholesomeness, religion, close-knit family. The reality is they were never any of that. The reality was they had a brutal father and a mother who couldn't stop him. And there's a lot of evidence to that fact. There are statements by Jackson himself, by his sister Latoya, by Janet, that theirs was a brutal upbringing.
His father's conduct clearly had a lasting impact on Michael.
My father teased me, and I just hated it. I cried every day because of it.
Your father would tease you about your temple?
Yes, he would tell me I'm ugly.
Did he ever beat you?
Yes. He was very strict, very hard. There's been times when he'd come to see me and I would get sick. You know, I'd start to regurgitate.
As a child or as an adult?
Both.
How often would he beat you?
Too much.
Would he only use a belt?
Why do you do this to me? No more than a belt.
I had to be strict because there was a lot of crime in the area where we came from. And a good father would stick by the kids, make sure they got plenty to eat. I did all of that. And make sure that the talent that they have to try to help them develop it. I did all of that. And with what he got.
Do you think it might have been that Michael was more sensitive and he took it differently than the other kids? You being strict?
No, I think it's because in being strict, you were able to control. And in being able to control while they was all in one place, we knew what it was at all times. I was able to rehearse them a lot. And once I started rehearsing them and kept them busy, learning different songs and dances and all that stuff, it started paying off. So I don't think being too strict, I was, but being too strict, no.
I don't think he was too strict at all, because where we came from, Gary, Indiana, the murder capital of the world.
It was then, I don't know.
It still is.
We didn't make no mistakes.
Joe, don't say that. You don't know.
I don't make no mistakes. I was feeding them every day. They had food in their hands. And then when you have those many kids, you know, you got to keep bread in their hands. And they ate, really. And little kids, like, they ate. So it was Papa that kept food on the table for them. I did that. I did my part.